You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this, what do we call it? Thump Day. It's not Hump Day because that's Wednesday. It's not Friday yet. It's just Thump Day or Friday Eve, whichever you prefer. So I tell you what, let me get some text messages here and keep up with some of the folks who communicate with the show. By the way, if you want to text it in or call it in, same number for both, 833-687-4448. If you're texting for the very first time, then text us your first name and where you're from so we can plug you into the system with the well over 1,000 people that text us regularly. Cliff from Huntsville says, Phil, you said, okay. He says, did your grammar help her wife catch this one? You said there is one God and you are not him. Correction, he. Kay, thanks, Cliff. Appreciate you a little bit. John from Brownsboro. Oh, okay. I see that. He's got a point. He says, Prothrow making the catch behind the head, behind the defender's head. Yeah, and hugging the helmet to his chest with the ball to ride into the end zone was, he said he was, I wish I didn't have a career-ending injury soon after. He would have been great. That was a unique play. That was athleticism. That was a heads up play on his part. You know what? I mean, I think some folks would have said, "I don't have possession right now."
Right.
He knew he did.
He did. Yeah. Exactly.
That's okay. John from Brownsboro. I will take that as one of the top plays. James from Harvest says, personally, I've been paying the Alabama Plumbers and Gas Filters Examining Board for 28 years to renew my master plumbing license each year, but I haven't taken a test in 25 years, so there's that. I get it. I only took the bar one time, but I take continuing ed by rule every single year, so if y'all have continuing ed, I'd be curious about that. Brandy from Athens, speaking on the Bin Laden TikToks, said it's always better to stay quiet and let people believe you're stupid than to open your mouth and prove them right. Well played. Well played, Brandy. Jeremy from Huntsville. Only a leftist liberal would dismiss a law of nature and support a theory because it supports their narrative. Sometimes facts hurt feelings. So much of their hypocrisy is from the fear that they are weak and will be weeded out. Jeremy, laying it on thick. And then Brian from Huntsville says, Boomer, you are an extraordinarily intelligent man. You married up.
And I said, I very much did.
Indeed you did. We both did.
Yes.
All right. Hey, all right. Listen, you can text it in if you want to. Oh, by the way, John from Huntsville's already decided. So let's let you know McQueen easily got the 10 extra credit points. I'll explain why later.
I knew that was going to happen. She so rightfully deserves it. But
so predictable. So predictable.
But still.
By the way, seeing John typing in reminds me, have you done your pick'ems yet?
Yeah. I got my pick'ems done.
Oh, you're done.
I'm done.
All right. Well, I got mine in.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I just knew.
Hey, there's only, three more weeks.
Get it while you're thinking about it. That's the way I see it. And my life is like, wow, get it while you're thinking about it. So I did. And I actually chose a couple upsets. I went, and they're not massive upsets, not like, you know, unranked Fresno State beating, you know, Cal or not.
There's going to be some good games this weekend.
I think there are. And I think there's going to be a few that you're like, man, Phil picked that one, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Look at Phil go.
He's going to be all the way to 49th place.
Moving on up.
Oh, kick six. Okay. Real quickly, James from Harvest did chime back in. He goes, no continuing education, just on-the-job training that I get every day. Well, all right, I got you. Thank you, brother. Jay from Hartzell says, the Japanese professed their willingness to work with us right before Pearl Harbor. China? Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, wow. All right, I'm doing this next section. I'm calling this, that didn't go well. There are times when you see something happening and you're like, oh, that's just not going to work. There's no way that's going to work. You liberals. You silly liberals. Silly liberals. Tricks are for kids. Well, it's so predictable at times. And then they get the results and they're surprised. They're like, wait, but we're on your side. But we gave you free stuff. But we said we'd spend more money and erase your debt. But anyway, so I just named this one. I had a series of stories. I kept looking. I thought, well, that's just righteous. There's karma. That didn't work out well. Oh, that's what I'm going to call it. That didn't work out well. So the first one is one that I touched on earlier. Last night was a riot in Washington, D.C. Not a riot like, ha-ha, a riot like a true riot. There was an actual riot in Washington, D.C. Story here. This one's on Fox News. Pro-Palestinian violent protest erupts outside of the Democrat National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. Democrat National Committee headquarters. Let me point out why this happened, in my opinion. Now, they were all out there wearing their Ceasefire Now shirts, and there were some screamers. I mean, like, there were some histrionics going on. People having complete meltdowns and freakouts. They've got to stop. It's exterminating the whole population. Shut up. Where were you on October 7th when the babies were being beheaded in Israel? But anyway, I so here's the thing. Democrats fostered this. I want to know where the Democrat National Committee was when the Black Lives Matter riots were taking place in the Summer of Love of 2020. Where were they? Were they busy denouncing it? Were they saying, since we're the party in power in the congressional levels, we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen? No. They were all about defund the police, and these are peaceful protests, and you know, you've got Kamala Harris supporting a fund that helps bail people out of jail for getting arrested at protests, and you've got it on and on and on. They fostered this. They did. They fostered this. And that didn't work out too well, did it? So police in the nation's capital responded to the headquarters of the Democrat National Committee as pro-Palestinian demonstrators grew violent as they called for an immediate ceasefire in the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Capitol Police said that at least 150 people were illegally and violently protesting. Violently. And they were. Why do we know? Because we've seen the video, first of all. By the way, protesters said it was more like 300 people were there. 150 police officers and 50 police cruisers had to respond to the scene. Metro Police as well as Capitol Police. Six officers were injured during the clash. Property damage. Here's the other thing, though. You had Democrats inside of Democrat National Committee headquarters having to hide and shelter in place and then be evacuated from the building. It was that bad. Representative Brad Sherman, Democrat from California, told the Associated Press that initially about 100 people, there were House leaders, lawmakers, Democrat candidates running for the House, were all at a reception at the party headquarters. Speeches were interrupted by the chants outside. Seven lawmakers then huddled in the basement and evacuated into police SUVs. Sherman took to social media later on following his evacuation, calling the protesters pro-Hamas, saying, "I was just evacuated from the DNC after a pro-terrorist, anti-Israel protesters grew violent, pepper-spraying police officers attempting to break into the building. Thankful to the police officers who stopped them for helping me and my colleagues get out safely." I'm curious. Where was Representative Brad Sherman during the Summer of Love when BLM was burning down whole city blocks? Democrats fostered this, and now they don't know what to do when it happens to them. And oh, by the way, they have a track record of saying, well, it's just largely peaceful protest. They are just expressing themselves and the anger that they feel at society right now. I wonder if they're going to name a whole square after them. Black Lives Matter Square, pro-Palestinian Square. I doubt it. I doubt it seriously. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. And yeah, I got more. That didn't go well when China came to town. Why do we know? Because Chinese press is now mocking us. How about Oregon voters deciding they're just tired of the legalized drugs on their streets that they voted to legalize? Huh. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, folks, before we go any further, I got to tell you, somebody else who's working right now to save their world, right there in amongst where some of y'all live, the Elm Foundation, ELM, the Elm Foundation. They're based out of Huntsville, and they're doing amazing things to basically help people get their lives back in order, to find a measure of self-worth and dignity through work and getting people back into a place of productivity where they're off, literally getting people off the streets. And they don't do this by, like, throwing some money at it and, you know, hoping for the best and good luck with that. No, there's accountability. There's plans. There's milestones. If you don't make your milestones, they'll tell you. And they are doing this as a nonprofit organization based out of Huntsville, and they are changing lives. We had them here in the studio a while back, did a big interview with them just to get a feel for who they are. So impressive, so amazing the things that they do. So I want to challenge you to check them out. Elm Foundation, which is found at their website, Elm, E-L-M-H-S-V is the way, because they're in Huntsville, elmhsv.org. That's elmhsv.org, the Elm Foundation. And, you know, here we are. We're at the year end. 501c3s are looking for, you know, an opportunity for charitable giving. And if you're thinking about year-end giving, you might want to consider the Elm Foundation. elmhsv.org, doing amazing things. Let me go to the phones right now. I see I got a line one call. Is that Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, does Kamala Harris has still got her funds up, you know, to keep these people out of these rioters out of jail, or maybe she don't even need to do that? Is D.C. a cashless bail place, or?
I don't know. Does Kamala know what day it is? I don't know. If you asked her to explain it, I think it would have to involve a Venn diagram or something like that, if I recall.
Well, you know, old Joe, he just ain't got it upstairs no more, and Kamala, she never had it upstairs, so I don't really know which one is worse.
Hey, did you see, by the way, I was about to do my next story here about China, you know, Xi Jinping coming to San Francisco and how they cleaned the whole place up, and I've got a story here from townhall.com where even the Chinese press is now mocking the state of California.
Well, you know, if they cleaned it up now, what's all those paid pooper scoopers going to do out there now if they got rid of the homeless?
I don't know. That's a great question. They just put people out of work.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's not good.
There's a whole kind of industry of pooper scoopers.
That's right. Paid for doing nothing. And, you know, I kind of wonder, you talk about all these Chinese flags is down through there. I wonder if we paid for those.
I'd better not find out that those were paid for by American taxpayer dollars. That would be that.
Well,
I suspect what happened was the Chinese consulate got people who were immigrants there and told them this was expected of them and gave them the flag. That's what I expect happened.
Well, I mean, you know, he was with his indentured servant, you know, President Biden, basically, he works for the Chinese government. Well, yeah, he's not paid his bill off yet. I don't know how many millions of dollars it takes to get him out of hock, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I think that there are governments all over the world that have pictures and recordings of Biden family members tucked away in safe deposit boxes, just waiting for the day when someone tries to say no and they go, yeah, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. That's what's going to happen.
Well, heck, they don't even need that, Phil. My gosh, we know about what all went on and everything. We just, more than half this country is just idiots, so they won't do nothing with him.
Well, you know what bothers me, though, Jeff, on a serious note, though, what bothers me is that if we're able to see the things that we can see, I hate to think about the things that we can't see. I mean, there's no telling what was said, done, or promised that we don't have a recording of, but it was said, done, or promised, and it never should have been. The stuff we can't see is what really also bothers me.
Oh, exactly, and those chickens will come home to roost someday. But it's just like I say, it's amazing. I hope Trump gets in there and basically he doesn't have to weaponize the government. He just needs to let the government do their job.
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing? Just do their jobs. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they would start prosecuting the Bidens left and right and throw some of these Democrats into the bus and into jail like they should be. When it happens to a Republican, you know, you jaywalk, or you're going to jail, we're going to put you in solitary confinement. Like the January 6th people and everything. You know, if he was violent, if they was violent, you know, when they did that, you know, throw them under the bus, throw them under the jail. But if they wasn't violent, you know, quit acting like they was.
Well, it's like it's turned on its ear. Hey, listen, Jeff, I got to get another phone call before we go to the break, man. You have a great trip. Be safe on the road. All right.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, buddy. Line two, we got about a minute and a half left. I'll take Susan from Elkmont. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just thinking, wouldn't it be a hoot if all those Chinese flags were made in America since so many American flags are made in China?
That's awesome. You know what? I'd like to know. Somebody find the tag on the side of those things and tell us what's what. I want to know. That's awesome. Susan, great comment. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling in.
Have a great day.
You too. That was Susan from Elkmont. Well, that's hilarious. You know, where the Chinese flags made in America. little made in America stamp on there. All right, listen, I didn't even get very far down the road on that one, but I've got more on it. I've got a whole section here called That Didn't Go Well. There's more. So we're going to take a break here in a moment, and then I got tons of text messages. And I'm trying to decide, Boomer, is it going to be possible to make a third dipper? I don't know that it's going to happen, bro.
I don't think it is today.
It's a good one, too.
Not today. It is a good one.
It's like one that I almost feel smarter for having it on the list. Trickle-up economics.
Yeah, I like it. Trickle them up.
Just go ahead and trickle them up. All right. Hey, listen, several text messages there. I'll get a couple before we go to the break. John C. from Madison says, I had one of my idiot liberal comment on one of my chats, I guess he said. I told him about the insurrection at the DNC. I asked him if they're going to get the FBI involved. He said that was MAGA people trying to make the Democrats look bad. Oh, my gosh. He says, I told him they didn't need help looking bad because Democrats already look bad. John, say you can't argue with some of those folks, man. It's just not even worth it. John from Lexington says, they can name it Nidal Hassan Square. He's a Palestinian. Okay, there you go. Michael from Moores Mill sent me a picture. Oh, he's got his picture of Davis running the kick six autographed.
Oh, why send that in?
Awesome, man. Chris Davis, look at that stride. Good night, immortalized. Autographed, all of it. Thanks, Michael. Kim from Harvest is new in the text lines. Says the Chinese flags and supporters lined up on San Francisco streets are reported to have been organized by the Chinese embassy. A narcissist regime got to always have their props to appear to be the alpha dog. Yeah, well, there's that. I kind of expected. And then Chappie from Madison says, hey, Phil, with regard to the recent riot in D.C., I wonder if Joe Biden's comment stating he still thinks the only solution to Israel is for a two-state solution will be considered incitement. Excellent point. Excellent. And then somebody else, Glenn from Bluntsville, says, that indentured servant comment is hilarious. Thanks, Jeff. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all, I'm talking about covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. And I mean it when I say that. We go like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure, by golly. Hey, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground, y'all. Our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that's covering a huge swath of our big listening area. So Southern Immediate Care is got places like in, they got clinics in like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. And listen, I say it with all sincerity, this is who I use personally. And I've been using them longer than they've been advertising. In fact, I asked them to advertise because of my impressions of them by using them. Every time I've walked in the front door of any Southern Immediate Care place, I'm talking about clean, professional, friendly. They'll get you in and get you out. They're open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages, like pediatric to geriatric. It's just, you know, wake up sick on a Saturday morning and they'll take care of you. Southern Immediate Care. You find the location nearest to you and head on down there if you need something. And just do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. All right, so I'm laughing during the break. I was just checking some social media. Babylon Bee. I love the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee's got a little piece there. It's got a smiling picture of Gavin Newsom right next to like a scarecrow with a Xi Jinping mask on it. And it says, Californians set up President Xi dummy so Newsom will keep the city clean all the time.
Oh, that's funny.
So what is that? It's not a scarecrow. It'd be like a scare poop patrol something. Anyway, wow, that's just hilarious. But speaking of which, I'm in this section right now. I'm calling it, that didn't go well. What did they think was going to happen? California, San Francisco, got out there and literally scoured the streets. I'm talking about, some of y'all have seen the videos, I'm sure. Street sweepers. They had people literally mopping the bus stations and getting things ready. I mean, it's just like unreal. Well, so story on townhall.com, though, is they're even being mocked in communist Chinese propaganda-fueled newspaper called the Global Times. Yeah, this is a Chinese propaganda paper that is mocking the United States, really, but really mocking San Francisco and the state of California. And they say things like, Chinese citizens joked online that about the about-face change of San Francisco's clean streets and disappearance of homeless people demonstrates the city has the ability to address the malaise, but only seems willing to do so when an international summit is approaching for the sake of its own people. This is what they're calling us out. Communist China. So that didn't go well, did it? Communist China is calling out American leaders because they actually cleaned the streets up. What does that tell you? At the end of that little piece there from the Global Times, it also says they're bragging about themselves. In China, we already have clean, safe cities. So what we do is a little bit of cleanup. The U.S. had to pull out all of its strength. Not only did it remove the homeless, it also covered up the graffiti and cleaned the rubbish-covered roads. I thought they did not care. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. All right, in the that didn't go well category, how about this story? Post-millennial. So, Oregon. I just feel like we're losing Oregon. I mean, I hate it, but I just feel like we're losing Oregon. It says in 2020, voters in Oregon passed Measure 110. That decriminalized the possession of certain drugs in small quantities for personal use and shuffled the revenue from cannabis taxes to other resources aimed at helping addicts. Well, that's novel. This sounds an awful lot like the casino gaming stuff I talked about. We're going to legalize it so we can tax it and make some money off of it. Well, they did it. And since it went into effect the following year, crime and substance abuse has not gone down as intended. That was so predictable. And as a result, residents are now calling for a reintroduction of criminal penalties. I look at this and go, well, that didn't go well. But what did you think was going to happen? Okay, here's the thing. Here's what we're going to do. It's going to make the streets safer if we say that drugs are fair game. And we're going to take all the money we make off of taxing the drugs because we know the pushers will let us tax them. They'll certainly disclose their earnings. It's going to be awesome. And so we'll tax them, and we'll use the money to help the addicts who we just encourage to do more drugs. I wish y'all could see my face right now. If you're watching the streaming, you're seeing the look of incredulity on my face. It's like, there are really people out there who are in positions of authority, who are also, by the way, allowed to vote, who think like this. And now they want it undone. Says, according to a recent poll of those surveyed, 51% believe that Measure 110 has now been bad for Oregon. 33% deemed it very bad. So basically, you got 84% that are like, this ain't working out. Over 60% said drug addiction, homelessness, and crime has become worse since it was adopted. Since 2021, 6,000 tickets have been issued for drug possession, but only 92 people total in 2.5 years. Only 92 people have actually gotten in touch with the helpline to complete an assessment that would connect them with assistance. So they're using the drug money to fund opportunities for addicts to get help. And there have been a total whopping of 92 people who have actually called the hotline number to get some help. How's that working out? Didn't work out that well, did it? Okay, here's one for you. Remember Target?
How come everything's making my eyes roll right now? Guess I remember that.
Kick
yes.
six.
And that.
All right, so Target, yeah. So I know every, you know, suburban mom in America used to just like Target was like a stress release. You just walk through window shopping if you and buying, oh, by the way. Story here on OutKick. You're going to love this. They have not learned their lesson at Target. Remember last spring? What month was that? Was it like March, April, when they had Pride Month? Oh, May. It was May. Okay, let me count all the months. It was May. And they got caught trying to groom kids, right? They were constantly putting these, what do they call them? Oh, gosh. Tuck-friendly bathing suits for little boys who want to be little girls because that's what we do. We help them to over-sexualize and teach them that they can change their gender. So Target was all in. They set up all their pride displays in the children's section. They had their tuck-friendly bathing suits. One of the major design groupings of LGBT clothing they had turns out was designed by a Satanist who was openly just a very radical Satanist. They decided to go a little further, and they'll be selling pride-themed nutcrackers for Christmas. You know, the nutcracker dolls. Yeah, they'll be like, you know, rainbow and drag queen and whatever else, I guess. Because they just hired a guy named Eric Thompson, who goes by the name on Instagram, Gay Cruella. Gay Cruella, Eric Thompson, is Target's new LGBTQIA+ multicultural merchandising strategy and pride business leader. And he says he plans to make some trouble. I mean, that's his words. And so when you think Target and Bud Light have learned their lesson, just you're like, bam, here comes Target. So does Target know who their base is? That's the article. Suburban moms who all went to Target like it was their church. And I say went, the article says, because they stopped right around the same time everyone else with half a brain and announced a moral stop going. And as a result, Target's stock price fell fast, like faster than Enron did in about 3 months. They lost $15 billion in market share. Unbelievable. But they're going to go ahead and just double down now, and they're going to hire Gay Cruella to advise them on how best to set up their holiday season. Happy holidays! Here's your gay nutcracker. Rainbow
ridiculous.
Themed.
I know McQueen's never going to go back right now.
I don't think the lovely Charlene has been to a Target since.
No.
I could be wrong. I don't think she has. Last one before the break. That didn't go well. Disney's also not learning its lesson. So Disney just kind of crashed and burned this past weekend. Apparently there was a new Marvel movie out called The Marvels. Has anybody seen it? I didn't know it was out.
A Marvel movie called The Marvels?
Marvels.
Marvel.
You know, yeah, like Captain Marvel. So Captain Marvel now has buddies, and they fight crime together. Anyway. It's crashing and burning at the box office. People are tired of the wokeisms and the things that keep getting put into Disney movies.
Did they put something in this movie?
Well, I don't know, but I do know this. Disney is currently promoting two high-profile gay transgender-themed streaming shows on its new friendly Disney Plus service. Family-friendly Disney Plus. We're going to do a family-friendly documentary called We Live Here in the Midwest, which is a look at gay, transgender, and non-binary families that live in small towns and cities throughout America's heartland. Yeah, we're also going to have a series called Culprits that focuses on a gay domestic relationship between two men. And it's got a little bit of a criminal element to it and all that kind of stuff. But one of the stars in it is a drag queen comedian named Eddie Izzard, who now goes by the name of Susie Eddie Izzard. And Disney, Bud Light, target, they have not learned their lesson. They have not remembered who their audience was. They're just still stuck in their mode. And it had that didn't go very well, did it?
No.
Take me to a break. Those do go well. We'll take a break right now. And we'll come right back and put a lid on it, take some of your text messages, see what y'all think. And I'm still curious. Was kick six the greatest play in the history of football? Well, I can't. It's an important question. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, y'all making like common sense like a superpower. Hey, listen, I'll tell you who else got a ton of common sense superpower, and that's our friends at ZLA Solutions. Yeah, ZLA Solutions. So you can find them on their website, ZLAUSA.com. ZLA Solutions is like epic good at helping other businesses make their businesses better. That's their mission in life, y'all. They will come in and help you streamline your processes, do things like sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, all that kind of stuff. But their bread and butter still remains staffing. They'll find you people. They will find you the people that you need. Doesn't matter whether you got like hard to find kind of niche skills with only a few people, or whether you need an entire shift of folks to work in manufacturing or the hospital industry or this, you know, the food service industry. Doesn't matter. They can do it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. So, yeah, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions, they are there for you. They're a goal in life to help you make your business better. And their website, ZLAUSA.com. So, yeah, check them out. And by the way, when you do, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Up on the wall here in the studio, CNN is reporting right now they just had a new poll that just came out showing that Trump still has a massive lead ahead of all the other candidates, but that Nikki Haley, it says in their poll, has moved into second place, and they say Chris Christie's in third. So I was kind of going with it like I could see the Nikki Haley thing, and then they said Chris Christie is third. I'm like in my mind, I'm already trashing that poll. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. Chris Christie had like, 3% in some polls, maybe 8% in some others. Nah. I don't see it. Nah. No, I don't get it. Anyway, I'll take a few text messages here before we run out of time. John from Huntsville just says, the best football play of all time is without a doubt the band is out on the field. What? Oh, that's the one. Yeah. That was hilarious. They still kept the play going, yeah. And the band was in the way. Yeah, that was was that a USC game? Yeah, you look that up, because that was hilarious. That may be one of the funniest plays, too. He says, Boomer, you didn't earn any extra credit points, but you still get a solid A. He says, Phil, you did a great job. You earned 5 extra credit points for filling out your pick'ems early, so you get an A double plus. He said, but today's winner is McQueen with an A triple plus. She shows up for 30 minutes, and she gets the A triple plus, man. I'm just saying. Today's winner is McQueen with an A triple plus. She earned those 10 extra credit points for asking the question. Was that Boomer's voice on the Whoop Whoop recording? Because I always thought it was Boomer, but because of McQueen, I finally know the truth, he says. There you have it. Thank you, John.
This is Cal versus Stanford. It was 1982. Cal.
Yeah, yeah. I knew it was some California folks.
Yeah.
That's what year? 19 what? 82. 82. Josh from Moulton says the kick six was for sure the best play ever. It had Bama fans more triggered than the Democrats were after Trump got elected. War Eagle, he says. Thank you, Josh. JT Lacey Springs, prediction, McQueen will get the triple plus. He was right. He already had it. He said, John is so easily swayed. Bill from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, you may want to let your listeners know that if they're going 565, both ways are a mess, especially around the County Line Road. Okay, if you're in go-home mode right now, out there in the early dark that we have to live through now, just be aware we're hearing right now from one listener in the Huntsville area, in our Huntsville market, that 565 both directions is ugly. All right, be aware. James from Harvest, or Glenn from Bluntsville, says no to your kick six. Says also, I've not been to a Target since they forgot which bathroom was for which gender. James from Harvest says the new movie is based around a new female Captain Marvel. Okay. Apparently didn't draw a lot of crowd. Apparently crowds mean something in movies, I think.
You would think that.
They buy tickets,
that's
apparently.
That's what I thought the goal was.
Yeah.
Was to get a crowd.
You want to make sure you got the crowd. Raven from Russellville says, Nutcracker? Sounds painful. Oh, God. Oh, G.I. Joe from Birmingham says, how much tax money did they actually collect, really? He's talking about Oregon, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I mean, it's just, the whole thing was farcical. You look at it and go, y'all are idiots, and you get to run an entire state. Graham from Meridianville says, I wonder what Los Angeles is going to do for the 2028 Summer Olympics as far as cleaning up the streets. You know, they're going to have to hire San Francisco consultants, I guess. There's that.
Wow.
Richard from Madison says, kick six. Y'all keep living in the past. Roll Tide. Well, you know what? If the past works, we'll take
it.
The past works, man. You're just jealous, Richard. You're just jealous. Lori from Jackson said, missed most of your show, but I was wondering if you think anything's going to come up of the ghost buses. What is she talking about?
Ghost buses?
Was that a voice text that went bad? I'm not sure what's happening. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Ghost buses.
Who are you going to call? Ghost buses.
Ghost buses.
I don't know what she's talking about. Buses. Look up ghost buses and see. Is anything come up when you do that? Are you finding something?
Yeah.
Boomer's
so,
yeah, looking.
So, oh, man, let me read this. I don't know. oh, okay, so it says Republicans have it. I mean, this is just a title. And, of course, I just lost it. Dang ad blockers. It says, come on, computer. There we go. Republicans have a new January 6th conspiracy theory, deep state ghost buses. So I don't know what it's all about, but that's what it is. That's the title.
Okay.
It was just up in 1 day ago.
So to answer your question, Lori, I have no idea because we didn't know that existed, but we'll check it out. Yep. If it's worth talking about, we'll talk about it next week or coming up pretty soon. All right, listen. Amazing show, amazing audience. We love what we do, and it's because of y'all that we do it. So thank you for who you are, all you right side ruffians. Tell your friends. And by the way, our social media is all out there. Instagram, Twitter. You can find me personally on Twitter at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N Phil Williams. And the other thing I was reminded that I need to remind y'all of is if you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, you got the Right Side store. Buy merchandise. Stocking stuffers like right side socks and coffee mugs. All right, folks. That's right, swag. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be back again.